Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine. It is an absolutely beautiful, gorgeous, sunny, bright day somewhere, wherever you are. And I have a special guest today that is filled with light and love. And she is the epitome of sunshine. Lucia, are you here with me?
Yes, and also joy.
Joy, yes, filled with joy. Yes, I am so glad that you're here today with us on Whiplash Talk. Thank you for agreeing to join us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I was talking to Lucia a little while ago, and we were talking about things, and we were getting so excited about everything. I'm like, please, I apologize for the last minute invite, but would you consider coming on Whiplash Talk today? Nothing like being in the moment, being in the now, right? So, we are going to have a beautiful, wonderful show today. I just feel it. I feel that we were led to just jump in and do this, and we are going to talk about some amazing, amazing stuff today. So, first of all, I just want to say thank you to all of my listeners, all of my supporters. There is just a beautiful energy that comes from you, from your support of the show. And Whiplash Talk is for you. It's there. It was started because I couldn't find anybody that was swimming through the mud. And so I decided to be the one that would be there for others. So thank you for your support. I'm coming up on 2 years, Lucia, 2 years that I've been doing this show.
Celebrating you.
Yay! So I'm pretty excited about that. But let's get going. Today, I was looking at, well, really last night, I was really studying on for the people.space. And I was going through the archives. I was looking for something else, and I didn't find what I was looking for. But these three articles just jumped off of the page at me. And I'm like, okay, I'm listening. I'm listening. Where do you want to go with this? And this is before you and I talked. And I was looking at this, and I'm like, okay, well, we'll just go this way. And I'm going to give the three dates and the three titles so people can write them down and look them up later, and then we can just get into talking about it. But the first one that jumped off the page at me was called Q Plus. And that one was dated, I'm scrolling back up. That one was dated September 3rd, 2025. And then the second one that really lit me up was Inner, INNER Music. And that was August 4th, 2025. And then Black Rocks of Light. And that one was dated June 5th, 2025. So those three articles are going to be kind of what we dance around today. We may not get to all of them, but the subject matter and all three of them will be discussed and talked about further. But the first thing I wanted to do was go into the Q Plus article, and about halfway down, it talks about the creation light ship and the light beings, and that they're here to work with the military, assisting where they can. And the military have tenure, and this is their project, so to speak, because they are born of this earth and this is their dedicated experience. Lucia, I'm sorry. With me is Lucia Nicolette Evans, and she is a beautiful light being that I have studied with and learned from and gleaned from. She has her own website, lucianicolaevans.com. She also has retreats that she does, one that we will be talking about a little later in the show. We'll be talking all around what will be discussed during that retreat and what will be taking place. But we have her information on my show page on how to get in touch with her. There's a telephone number where you can contact Margie, and then also retreatmagicnow@gmail.com is another way to get in touch with them. So I'm sorry, I just assume everybody knows who you are.
I know, right? I
Just jump right in. It's just Lucia. Everybody knows Lucia.
get around, but I don't know if I'm global yet.
Right. I think you're global. I think you're definitely global. But we on this article, the thing that really spoke to me, Lucia, on the Q Plus, it was going into The creation light ship and light beings are a bit like angels here supporting humanity in an evolution of consciousness and doing their best not to steer or interfere. And the creation light ship ambassadors may help implement what the white hats require to move forward with their plan to save the world. There's a lot more involved with this, of course. And it goes into talking about Ron Ametron, who was Archangel Raphael, was also working with the White Hat military and the time traveling soldiers clearing out the dumps, the deep underground military bases, as well as battling and healing soldiers, et cetera, on and off the planet to help and save humanity. There's so much going on behind the scenes that people don't even know, Lucia, and we wonder why in these dense bodies, why we have challenges and hiccups that set us back. And so today we're going to talk about a retreat that you're doing and the subject of the retreat. Can you just tell us a little bit about it? Let's get into that a little bit and talk about where that is going to be and how's, what's going to be the focus of that. And this one's for men and women, correct?
Yeah, it's for men and women. And you talk about the inner music, and that just totally sparked me to the light that life is really a dance. It's not that light, we're not, the invitation is to remember that we are that power. It says in the article at the top, says love is the ultimate power, at the top of the inner music article. And it's true, but we've forgotten what love really is. Have identified as an idea of love rather than the experience of love. And this retreat is all about the experience of love and coming back to the unification and the harmonization of how it feels in the body, how true love, unconditional love, actually feels in the body, and purifying the body and the vessel and the heart with anything that is no longer serving through movement, dance, embodiment practices, self-inquiry, being in nature, having deeper conversations with people on this path of self-realization and awakening unto themselves, that they're too are true love. And this is another universal language that, yes, music is a universal language. And inside of music, inside of the love itself is music, is that resonant field of union, of that feeling of home that unifies us all as one behind the personality, behind the mask, behind all the roles and the gender and all the expectations and programs and conditioning. And it's like a lot.
Being a musician, you're singing my song because music is that universal language that you mentioned. And in this article, it talks about the spine is your flute, and it talks about when you access the power within the spine and hear your inner music, your entire life will change. And I agree with that. Whenever I've been around people that I don't speak their language, they don't speak my language, but I sing, or when I was playing clarinet, when I would perform, I didn't have to know their words. They didn't have to know my words. They felt, they experienced, they knew the love that was coming through either the voice or the instrument that I was playing.
Inside of that instrument, there's a sacredness that is ancient.
It's really good.
That is ancient, and that is what we're restoring, because we're being bombarded from the external, and then our nervous systems get like burned out, and like it's just hard to navigate in life with like contraction nervous system, when you're contracting and just reacting to life rather than really creating the space to restore, reset, and purify, and like take that pause, that sacred pause. It's a 7 day
Really
with an
good.
option of, a few extra days and afterwards to integrate into the ocean and integrate with the community that we'll be experiencing this deep dive with. And it's really a celebration of being in the body and harmonizing the energies inside, the masculine and the feminine, to feel that unification, that experience of when the spine is open, clean, pure, and available to elongate, to open to embody the light, to embody the
Nice.
spirit. And so then there's access to true power, right? The essence of who you are is true power, is unconditional love. There's no conditions that you need in order to be you, because you already are you. And it's just
Right.
letting go of all that's in the way of who you really are.
Very
That's really an
good.
unpacking and a releasing and a restoring the natural self, the experience of joy that bubbles up and comes out, and the laughter that, it can be happy for no reason. Where does that come from? It's a release and a relaxation, because the nervous system can relax when it's safe and held in that container of love. And that's what we're
Really
going to be
good.
creating in this beautiful container, where we get to restore not just the love, but the trust within the self. That then there's a clear North Star to move from.
Really, really good. And something else to focus on and think about is you guys also focus on the body as well. I know you're focusing on finding that inner peace, that inner happiness, that inner joy. But you also focus on you feed the body good food
Yes,
and
organic food. I
organic
have
food.
organic food where we are in the retreat in the mountains. It's going to be in San Ramon, Costa Rica. Exactly. And the body is important to take care of and to nurture and to love on and to celebrate and to connect with. We'll also be doing energy work with the body, and also celebration through movement and dance. And so there's a activation that can happen when the cells in the body are acknowledged.
Yes. And many groups of us, it says in this article for the inner music, it's a fabulous article. It's so much to it. There's so many layers, but it says many groups were taught that the body is unimportant. It's discardable. It's not essential, mostly irrelevant. It's just a vehicle to be forgotten after death. And I'm like, and it says nothing could be further from the truth. And that is something that you guys focus on. It's a package deal. You have to love both. You can't love one and neglect the other.
Exactly. And inside of that, I love the quote that Nietzsche writes: there is more wisdom in the body than in your deepest philosophies. And part of how to access the deeper wisdom in the body is through the felt sense, the direct felt sense, not to try to figure it all out. And it's all mind stuff, which is fine, but only gets you so far. It's limited. When you go into the body and go into the felt sense experience and connect in with the body's wisdom, it gives you an amazing, important information
That's really good.
that is important for wholeness, for healing. Healing equals wholeness. I feel like it's not, we're not, the goal isn't about perfection. It's about getting anywhere. It's about letting go, relaxing into wholeness. To the healing is when there's like wholeness, like the experience of home, where nothing feels like there's anything missing.
It's really, really good. It's beautiful. I know that the retreats have been, I have not been able to go on one yet, but I will. I will. Let's do one up in the Pacific Northwest. That'd be awesome.
Okay, all
Let's
right,
do it. That'd be
let's
great.
do it.
Okay, we'll work on that. But the everybody that I have talked to or even heard say something on a show or in a comment, they come back revitalized and with a deeper sense of love and peace and happiness and inner joy. And how could you not want to do that for your spirit and your body? How could you not want to invest in that time? And you also come away with deep family connections that we don't get to do a lot because our family's a little spread out. And so it's nice to be able to spend some time with family and to bond with people that are of like spirit, like source. So.
Exactly. And some of those people who have been on our retreats are still connecting and talking and reaching out to one another. So It is wonderful when you can start sharing and exploring a different way of relating that's more heart-centered. That's not about my way is the right way, and you need to believe this and this and this. This goes beyond beliefs and rules into the truth of who you are and exploring the genuineness of how the heart wants to express itself through the body, through
There you go.
relating with one another, and having the opportunity to let go of the defenses, right? The
Right.
defenses that keep you separate from others, that there's an invitation to realize that we are not so different after all.
Very good. You know, it says in here, when you really love the body and cherish it and listen to it and care for it, when you are patient with it and have a great passion for the excitement of expressing your spirit through it, all the miracles of creation within begin to share themselves with you. And that is a bonus of that's a bonus because you're going to the retreat. I love the word retreat because it's like a retreat to advance. You know, and so, and I also look at it as you're retreating yourself because who doesn't like treats, right? So when you do the retreat, you are feeding both your spirit, but you're also feeding, as you talked about, those cells within your body. They are yearning for this. Those cells yearn for this type of nourishment, and then they'll respond exponentially. Because you've given them the source, the energy, the food that they need to be able to help you in those areas, not just source-wise, if I can word it that way, and you can help me with the words, but also physical, in your physical body, everything will benefit.
Yeah, exactly. And I was going to say it takes some courage to actually say okay, yes to yourself and say okay, I'm going to meet my fears. I'm going to actually check it out and have kind of an agreement with myself that I'm going to actually make peace with my fear and turn towards them and invite them in this cauldron of love and acceptance and safety that they too can get nurtured so they can dissolve back to wholeness where they
That's right.
originated from.
I can relate to that. The first call I had with you was right after Bill had passed, and I didn't know up from down, left from right, and you held that space for me. You held space in a very emotional, heartbreaking time, and it is fearful. It is fearful to open up to do that, but you and Margie both have always had a safe place for me on classes that I've been in and courses that I've done with you guys. You've always held that space. It's a very safe, protected, loving space. And so for anybody listening out there on syndicated radio, on BBS radio, wherever you're listening from, this is a safe space. These are safe places for you to dip your toe in the water, go ahead and cross over that line and do something for yourself that really does make a difference. It is these were the keys. My time with you and then my courses with you were what really helped me through the passing of my mom in 23, and then a year later the passing of Bill in 24. Those were tough times for me, and thank you. Thank you. Because it is fearful. And you hit the nail on the head, as they would say in the carpentry world. It is fearful for some.
And you know, it's okay. And I think that that's through my own learning how to be human here. You know, it's very different. And you know, I've cultivated what's called self-compassion, and I'm still working on stuff and with things in my humanity, and it helps to know who I am as light, and you know, I
Good.
get to grow because I'm really bridging the two, the human to the light to the spirit, and vice versa. Like to you know, we're here to integrate, not to transcend everything. We're
Right.
actually here to integrate from unconditional love. Otherwise, we wouldn't need a body, right?
Right. That's true. Absolutely. That's a beautiful way to put that.
And so, when there is a foundation of unconditional love, of presence itself, it starts to alchemize and accept, kind of like a mother holding its baby, you know, this, you know, holding our different parts of our personality, parts that are kind of like lost, maybe, and confused and afraid and unsure, and you know, like
Right,
all of
right.
those aspects of us are
Yeah.
here to also integrate and be expressed and known to themselves without being made right or wrong or good or bad. Like there's this invitation to invite them in as your guest
Right.
into your
Well,
life and
that's
saying
really good.
it's okay to be angry, it's okay to be frustrated, and this compassionate, loving awareness that we get to bring right from our
Right.
spirit self is what it heals, is what alchemizes those parts that feel so at home or feel like they belong.
It's so beautiful. It kind of gives me I usually try to visualize and put things into a visualization. And it reminds me of I've got great horned owls where I'm at, and I've got eagles where I'm at. And it reminds me of when the little eaglet is getting ready to fly out of the nest, and it flies out of the nest, but then it comes back because it's like, I'm not sure about this. And you come back flying home to home base. It's like, okay, that was fun, but woohoo, okay, I want to come back. And you provide a safe space for us, the little eaglets, to fly back to and tip our toe back in the nest and say, okay, whoo, I had a lot of fun with this and I'm doing well, but I've got a hiccup here, and I hit a speed bump, or I stubbed my toe or something like that. And these retreats help with that. That's kind of a flying back to the nest, and kind of like maybe plugging your electric car back into the charger, if you know what I mean, coming back for a recharge. So, let's talk a little bit more about, like, if I were to come on a retreat, don't give away everything, but what would this retreat give me some of the perks, give me some of the tidbits of what to expect on this upcoming retreat in February.
Well, the beautiful thing about this particular one is open to men. We have a beautiful male heart-centered guide who is native to Costa Rica. He facilitates dance journeys and invites a deeper experience of presence through the body, through the movement. And part of what's really beautiful about this particular retreat is that it's focused on coming into the body, getting grounded. I mean, it's so easy to get ungrounded with so much going on in the world, but getting grounded and centered and honest with what's really going on, the truth of what's really going on for you, what's really happening inside of you. It's like how you say someone to someone, "How are you? I'm fine." Now, you don't really go behind the mask. This is kind of a peek behind the mask to take a look, to actually have an opportunity to express. We have
Nice.
circle time. So we create agreement field where everyone can feel safe to share, and that's
Love
not about
it.
right or wrong making. It's just about the invitation to share what's actually going on and to be received and accepted for what each person's experiencing. So there's a cohesion, a heart cohesion that starts to build over the 7 days of coming together that really heals, just heals itself. It's like without even doing anything, but coming together and having an intention of celebrating and taking a deeper look at investigating what's really important, what no longer serves. Can I dance my fear out? Can I let it go? Can I release this grief that I've been holding in for years through movement, through dance, through sound, through rah, you know, getting kind of primal if need be, that there is really that invitation to get connected to the truth of who you are and releasing anything that's no longer serving through the movement that will be being guided by Yosef. And
I
we'll
love
also have
that.
embodiment practices, self-inquiry prompts, discussions that are really important to sustain and to explore deeper into the truth of the matter. The
Right.
heart. I like to get to the heart of the matter.
Heart.
So I love that. It really lights me
Yes.
up. And so you're left with feeling restored, lit up from the inside, alive. You're going to have integration calls and also direct a couple of two calls with me and Margie at the end. And if Yosef wants to come, he's welcome. I haven't actually that with him yet, but I just got connected to it just a minute ago. And like, so
Nice.
you won't be left. Okay, well, what do I do now? How do I integrate what I've learned in the 7 days or longer back into my life?
And now I'm flying back into the matrix.
Yeah.
You also talked a little bit about exploring the masculine and feminine energies, and we have both. And some people, when I was newer to this, I was like, okay, well, I have feminine energy because I'm a female. I'm expressing in a female now. And I learned from you that we have both. And learning that balance is it's beautiful to learn that and to embrace that.
Yeah, as a body worker and integrative massage therapist, I always was so focused on giving, 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 giving. And, it was like
Sorry.
2000, and I think it was like, I don't know, five or six. I kind of fell apart because I wasn't actually giving myself the opportunity to receive. I was always giving because I felt comfortable. And I'm sure a lot of givers and people who are wanting to give have that, and it's learning how to receive, because if you're not receiving yourself, that's really difficult for that for then unconditional love to flow, because
Right.
yourself is itself unconditional love. So
Right.
it needs to be both a receiving and a giving, the female, the yin and the yang, the female and the masculine. So it that to live a real balanced life is for me to live a harmonious life, and then it's healthy, it's whole.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I know that balancing the body and the spirit is kind of like that yin and yang as well, because we are source, we are light, but we have this physical earth suit, whatever you want to call it, this physical body that is beautiful. It's beautiful. Now it has a lot of modifications on it and some programming to it, and some eugenics got involved, but to see how, and I can only speak for me, but to see how source in me, light in me, has transformed over the years, well, from, let's say, 24 on, I guess it's been about 2 years that I've really been pressing in, to see how that has transformed and how the body has responded has been humbling. Beautiful, enlightening, and to be able to work against the programming of the body is who you are, not the spirit, and then flip that to I am spirit, I am source, I am light, and I dwell within a physical body. To see that transformation and to be able to say that to my listening audience, it's been beautiful and it's been freeing, and that is also credited to working with you and being around other people that have worked with you and just pressing in and doing the work. And it's not, when I say doing the work, it's not laborious, it's something you want to do, it's something that you want to invest in, you want to invest in yourself, because it takes all the miracles of creation are within. You just have to tap into it.
That's it. And there is a reward. There's a reward of when you do your inner work, is that you're making more space for unconditional love.
It's really good.
And inside of that space, then there's more presence. When there's more presence, it's easier to feel safer in the body. And there's safety in the body, it's easier to be more you in the world.
Really
And when you're
good.
more you in the world, there's less need to protect yourself from X, Y, and Z. You name whatever it is that wants to come and attack you because you're here, more here in the body. And then you can expand and stay open longer because you're grounded in the body. The spirit's grounded. It's like there's this, oh, it's lightness, but it's also heavy at the same time.
It's really good. And when you're talking about that expanded, I literally visualize that it's expanded into every little cell, every little crevice within this earth body that I'm expanding into, where there's no room. There's no room for the dark to get in, like you said. And yeah, I like on this page, we're still on inner music. I'm just going to go to this. A Stradivarius is a very high-end violin, and it says if you use a Stradivarius violin as a garbage can, it will never play music. And then it says, like the flautist, you must become one with your body for the miracles to occur. Nothing will happen if you judge the body, disrespect it, abuse it, blame it, or judge, or just use it for indulgences or a punching bag for others. How many times have people, and I can just speak for myself, how many times have I said things just kind of maybe even joking, like about a body part or about a whatever, and not realizing how hurtful that was to my physical body. And there's a lot, if you disrespect it or abuse it or blame it or use it for indulgences, you eat too much or people are addicted to pornography or to other things that they've abused their body or allowed other people to use it as a verbal punching bag or maybe even a physical punching bag for others. This is, go
Really
ahead.
important. Sorry, it's really important to recognize the inner dialogue and to start to become aware of what you're saying to yourself about yourself, how you view yourself and how you
Yes.
feel about yourself, and ultimately to become aware and slowly transition into curiosity and kindness towards self. Like when I'm playing pickleball and I miss a ball, opportunity to love myself even more. Like, oh, I should have got that ball.
This picture on the inner music page for the people.space. I don't even think I said that. For the people.space, inner music. It says, I stand in awe of my body. And Henry David Thoreau said that, but it's a picture of a ballerina that is on her toe shoes and literally bent over with her face on her shins and her hands behind her ankles, literally balanced on her tiptoes, on her toe shoes. And it just that visual with the statement, I stand in awe of my body. It's not in awe of physically fit, it's in awe of what she can do with her body, how her body works with her. And it's beautiful. I do stand in awe. And it says, when your body becomes your best friend and your greatest confidant, life becomes a lot easier. We're a team. We're a team.
Yeah, it's why it's really important to do some kind of embodiment practice. I practice Aikido, which is a form of martial art, and how to harmonize with conflict through teaching the body a new way of moving that is in harmony with its environment, and also that's ground. My feet are grounded and connected to the ground, so the energy of the ground and the earth can come through the body into the other person. And ultimately, that's how we can dance. And on the energetic level, extending the energy through the body.
That's really good.
In a way, that's another way of love sharing, love making, love sharing, through being with. Not even, okay, what is it like actually just to be with yourself or to be with another human being without an agenda? Can you actually just be with yourself or another person? And what happens then? What arises? What is revealed to you then?
It's really, really good. You just led right into this. It says, like a flute, the body may at times seem empty and without a song, but when you lift it up and take interest in it, clean it, play with it, learn about it, care for it, and experiment with your own inner music, a symphony of miracles that never existed before will begin to overflow. And I'm like, that's exactly what you're talking about. It's that kind of a yin yang push pull. It's we have to work together in unison, in tandem, and it's like a harmony. It's like if you can speak music for a second, you've got the melody, but if I was speaking to a friend, a mutual friend of ours that is also a musician recently, and I was talking about when somebody is composing something, they're putting together a composition, and let's say they're writing a symphony. If they only write the melody and they don't write all of the other integral parts that go with it, it's still a beautiful melody, but it doesn't have that rise and fall, and it doesn't have those harmonies and that dissonance that resolves into a beautiful resolution, and it doesn't have that whole piece to it. And so if you're working just on your source, if you're working just on your spirit, but you're neglecting your body, then you don't have that balance. And I believe that what you guys do through your retreats does such a beautiful job of touching on both. It's really a beautiful balance of both. And so for me, thank you. Thank you so much for what you guys do. It's so good.
You're welcome. And I'll also be bringing some practices of Aikido that I share in the retreat because it's just so powerful and it's fun. And we also have a lot
Fun.
of fun in these retreats. You know,
Yeah.
it's an opportunity to let go and see what wants to come. And, you know, it's an opportunity to have fun and celebrate and go on adventures. We're going on a water to a waterfall
Oh,
in
fun.
the jungle. And
Oh, fun.
nature, you know, where there's birds and monkeys and all sorts of fun things.
Oh, it sounds so fun. So when you guys are putting together these retreats, or when you're looking at doing certain things, whether it be courses that you're doing or whatever, what is your driving force? What I know what your force is. What is the Where do you get the inspiration from? I know where it comes from, source, but how do you do
Within,
this?
from within. And so we had your Adrian Yosef, his name is, we had him in one of our recent retreats in Costa Rica come to do a movement segment, and it was so profound that we were like, let's do one with women and men, and we just could feel the inspiration of it. Spark this one, but it's also where people are at. They're learning how to be in the body, how to honor the body, how to listen to the wisdom of the body, and the healing and that needs to take place through holding trauma and old memories that get stuck in the cells and the tissues that, you know, need to be released. And they can only be released through recognition that they're there and through exploration that, wow, I need to let go. I might need to do a scream or a laugh or a cry or like just emote what's holding on for decades, you know? Like this is a real journey into oneself, into the center of their being. And ultimately, love is my inspiration. True love, just restore the love that is always present and that has always been present. And that never disappears. It's just things get in the way and get like kind of depress the love, push down the love. And we get to like purify the bodies and release what's no longer serve and then serving. And then there's space for the love to breathe and to know itself again. And then there's that natural expression that can come forth that is available.
That's so
Through the
beautiful.
allowance of being and expressing what's true. I mean, it's really quite simple.
It's really quite simple. It's complex.
I know, right? I didn't say it was easy. It takes
No.
some, commitment to actually, hey, this is what's real and some, maybe some vulnerability and transparency. But when each person owns their own healing,
Yes.
wow, this is a way we can contribute to making the world a better place by taking responsibility and being the change we wish to see in the world, and to really embody and live and lead by example.
So good. Yes. In the For the People.Space article, Black Rocks of Light, which was the June 5th, 2025, that I mentioned earlier, it says human beings are extraordinary. And I agree. I agree. And it says we're droplets of source. And you mentioned dancing inside very dense bodies that limit access to our full potential, our light and energy, with darkness continually attempting to steal our spirit. And I'm not going through everything it said there. And it says, yet we've continued to create the most magnificent families, friends, farms, films, fashions, architecture, art, businesses, gardens, healing modalities, music and poetry, etc. And it says we're resilient under the most extreme adversities. You mentioned trauma earlier. It says trauma and abuse because we're source and we can't be stopped no matter what. That is what your retreats, that's what your work does, Lucia, for me, for the courses that I took. That's what helped me. I am resilient under the most extreme adversities, trauma and abuse, because I am source, and I've learned through you helping me and giving me space to grow that I can't be stopped no matter what.
I hope to that.
Yeah, I'm like, it's amazing. It's just a beautiful, beautiful purpose that you have and that you're fulfilling, and a calling that you're walking out. And I know it's not a perfect, and nothing is perfect. We always have adversities. We always have things that I've always told people on this show. I can speak for myself that even though Sunshine is here and Sunshine is doing the show, that I still have things that rear their ugly head. Let me put it that way. So just because I'm on the radio doesn't mean I smell like a rose and it's all rainbows and unicorns. There are things that happen. But if you keep your focus on what your true calling is and what your true purpose is, source always provides. It may not be the way you thought the provision would come, but source always provides. And so I just want to say thank you again. You've just done a beautiful job with helping so many people here, just being the bridge, as you say, being the bridge between us and light in us. And it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. And also recognizing that each individual being here is source, is light, and that is our true nature. And when it's not just the purpose of what we're doing or how we show up, it's who you are, who you have always been. No one can take that away. Nothing, nobody, not no entities, nothing can take that purity and that innocence away from you. It
So
might be
good.
tainted, but that's the beauty of coming together in these retreats, so it can be restored and the innocence of you can then shine through as the sunshine that you are, that is
Thank
in the cloud,
you.
right? It's
Thank
an
you.
analogy that's behind the cloud, that you just get to acknowledge the cloud and meet the cloud, and then the cloud just parts
Yeah, parts.
and the sunshine
Yes.
can come out, and that's where the joy can then feel fed.
Thank you. Yes, that's beautiful. It talk and you said that that's who we are. And in this article, it's like it's so synchronistic. In this article, it says we have the ability to enter a new experience with a new body, with all our memory intact, to choose and create very specific bodies with personal preferences and advancements. And we have the ability to collapse those blueprints we created at will to create a new form and a new adventure whenever we wish. No sickness, no aging, no limitations. And this is what you said. This is our nature.
Yes. Can I read a little poem that goes right into that from this book, Undefended Love?
Yes, please.
And inside of this, nature is the heart of intimacy. This is a little poem by Jennifer Wellwood. It says, being willing to experience aloneness, I discover connection everywhere. Turning to face my fear, I meet the warrior who lives within. Opening to my loss, I gain the embrace of the universe. Surrendering into emptiness, I find fullness without end. Each condition I flee from pursues me. Each condition I welcome transforms me and becomes itself transformed into its radiant, jewel-like essence. I bow to the one who has made it so, who has crafted this master game, to play it its purest delight, to honor its form, true devotion. And it just says this short paragraph. It says, when we open our hearts to the wonder of the journey and search through the pain for the truth of our experience, we begin to glimpse a new light that will guide us deeper into ourselves, below our insecurities and the broken dreams of our life. There we will meet our whole, undamaged, and pristine essential self. In touch with this essential self, we can experience powerful levels of intimacy while engaged in the most ordinary behaviors. This is the satisfaction of the longing to love and be loved directly, immediately, and without restriction.
Absolutely beautiful.
So that pretty much sums what I'm here for, is to hold
Yes.
this space of unconditional love so we can return to our true essential self and then be that in the world and celebrate who we really are and invite all the parts, the imperfections and the insecurities and the fears in to get love, to get nurtured, to get met, to feel like they belong too. It's not to push them out and outcast them and say, oh, no, I don't want you. No, it's to do the opposite, is to embrace it all. And it's like invite them to your banquet
Yes.
of celebrating being all of you, the human and the spirit, the feminine and the masculine, and all of what it entails to honestly, without apology, to be your full whole self that includes your humanity and all the parts that are challenging and difficult and messy. The beautiful mess being human.
Yes, sometimes it's a hot, beautiful mess. But that's so good. So the retreat that is coming up in February, it is in it's at the Vida Mountain Resort and Spa.
Yes.
It's in San Ramon, Costa Rica. And you guys have been there many times, so you know the closest airports to fly into. The
San
I'm
Jose is the closest
yes.
airport. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And I have the website I have is your lucianicolaevans.com/retreats, and it has everything there. It has the prices here. You're even offering a discount of $200 if somebody refers a friend and they book it, or if you bring a friend, you get a $200 discount. And the price includes the accommodations and delicious meals, like you said, organic, beautifully prepared meals, all the activities and transportation to and from the airport on the days February 12th through the 18th. But if people want to stay longer and go down to the ocean, they can stay through the 22nd for additional investment. So I just encourage people to go on to the website again. You can go on my show page as well, Whiplash Talk, and go on today's. What is today? Today is January. What is today? I always lose track of time. The January 10th show in 2026. And you can get all of the information also on my show page. BBS Radio has posted that on there as well. What else would you like to say? We've got just a few minutes and we can talk a little bit more about the retreat or talk a little bit more about what's been on your heart or.
Yeah, and then if you guys, if anyone wanted to meet me or Margie,
Yes,
have some
yes.
Zoom call, free Zoom calls this coming Sunday, tomorrow at
Tomorrow.
6 p.m. Pacific time, and then another one on Tuesday the 13th at 2:30 Pacific time. So I think there'll be a link,
On my show page as well. Yes.
yeah, for that. And
Yes.
we welcome anyone. If you have a friend or you just want to hop on and say hi, I'm interested, but I'm not really sure what's about. Tell me more. I have questions. This is a celebration of also coming together. Like that's also how I was like, I want to stay longer. So that's how the longer part happened, because I just want to stay a week. I wanted to stay longer and really take in the ocean, maybe go boogie boarding and. So much fun.
Right,
So
so
that
much fun.
exactly. And we celebrate through food and honestly, like this is what I'm here for. This is what lights me up, is to bring heart-centered people together to explore, to have fun, to cry, to laugh, and just to celebrate being human and being in the
Yes.
body. And to me, there's nothing more important than this beautiful way of connecting and relating in an authentic way.
I love it. It's beautiful. I am so appreciative of you joining me today. It has been such a joy to talk about source and spirit and body and balance and love of self. It's just been beautiful. Thank you so much, Lucia.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on your show. Such last minute, such a
I
surprise.
It was like, okay, let's do this. Let's
Have
do it.
to
It'll be
share this.
great.
I was playing the piano because I am you. I use my body as an instrument to play. I just play by feel.
Right.
I don't play sheet music. I
Right.
sit down and I connect with the notes, and I just. Whatever it wants to be played through me will be played through me. And I have a dog. He's almost two, and he just lays under the piano and the acoustic experience
Yes.
of the notes. Because as you say, when there's dissonance, it wants to restore back to harmony. Where does it want to go? And literally, it's a journey on the keyboard. I was just exploring that today, so that was really fun.
That's so fun. I love that. I recently bought some tuning forks, and I am reading up and studying on those, and they say that animals love tuning forks because they love that energy. They feel the frequencies. And so I'm super excited about that with my cats as well. I also have had cats whenever I am, singing or whatever, that they just come and just sit in my lap or, by my feet, and they just want to be in the presence. They want to be in the presence of that energy. And so that's beautiful about your dog. I can't believe your dog's two already. Wow. That's amazing.
Time just dissolves
It does.
when you're in the present moment. It's just like, what's here now? Boom.
Right? You're like, wait, how did that happen? That's awesome. Anything else you would like to say before we head out?
Come celebrate with us in Costa Rica. We'd love.
Yes. I agree. Man, I wish I could go. I will make it on one of these. We need to plan one here. That would be amazing.
All right, let's get together and do that.
Let's make it happen. We
Let's
can
do
do
it.
that.
Let's do it.
Okay. Okay. We've got 1 minute left. So I'm going to tell all of my listeners and all my supporters, thank you so much for your support. If you love and enjoy Whiplash Talk, I appreciate your support because that is what helps keep me on the air. It is not inexpensive to be on the radio. So thank you so much for your support. I love you all and have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week. And we'll see you next week on Whiplash Talk on bbsradio.com. Thank you, BBS. Love you. Bye.